Impressa is a silent film that was shot in San Francisco, California. It's basically following the story of a first-generation Eritrean who was raised in the States, who is exploring her career options, and some of those include the arts. And I would say that's not a very traditional pursuit in our culture, at least not yet. And so her idea of trying to work in the arts is met with a lot of different and strong opinions from her family, her friends, her colleagues. And so basically it's a day trip into the life of this girl who's trying to do what she thinks she's best at. Her community in San Francisco tells her to go this way or that way. And then the ending is basically her decision that she makes after everybody's input.
She goes roller skating around San Francisco, yeah. Around the Bay Area. I mean, you played the lead role in this. So where did you learn to roller skate like that?
Well, my first job was waitressing at one of those drive-in diners where the waitresses roll around on skates. So that is how I learned how to skate, and it's always been a hobby of mine. And, you know, it's a silent film, so I felt there had to be some extra aesthetic that was involved to keep the viewer engaged. And I just thought it was a very pretty way to showcase the city is by rolling through it on some funky white and pink skates.
Now, it is a short film. It's less than half an hour in length. And the movie is silent, with Tigrinya and Amharic music as a soundtrack. Why did you decide to go for that kind of a vibe?
So the film is pretty much a love letter to the diaspora and for my parents' generation that came in the 70s and 80s. And I felt like the best way to tell this film of the Eritrean growing up in America was to do so with the music of our parents' generation. I would say the other reason that we had to have the traditional music in the film is that it is a silent film that has to do with a bilingual household or a trilingual household. You know, my mom speaks Amharic, Tigrinya, English, and Italian. And so in the household, it wouldn't just be me talking to my mom in one language. And I didn't want to lose any of the viewers by having certain languages or subtitles. So I felt the best way to just explore the conversations that are happening in the film were just to have the emotions translated through the music.
I noticed Meklit Hadero, the famous singer in the film. Who are all these other people? I mean, is the woman that plays your mother your actual mother?
She is. She's been training for the role her whole life.
Did you find it easy to direct these non-actors, these real characters that are real people in real life who don't have acting experience?
I'm very glad you asked this. The actors were playing themselves, and because of that, it wasn't that hard to direct them because they already knew their story, and there's no way that I could really tell them how to portray it better than they could tell.